Okay. Now I have the honor. The honor. But he's already on the stage. Okay. I was going to bring in a surprise guest, but he's already up here. I'm going to introduce him like this, that there is no way to introduce Ralph Nader, because he has been a consumer advocate without peers. He has been a compassionate person who has sacrificed at our expense all his life. He is a man who needs to be honored and needs to be listened to, every word he says. And I just want to say, I am so happy that I could be here today and that I know you, Ralph Nader.
It's often said civic motivation proceeds from many sources, and so does political motivation. Those sources come from looking at our past and our courageous forebears at their finest. They didn't go for the least worst. They didn't say, well, let's abolish slavery only for people under 20. They didn't say, well, let's give women the right to vote. But, you know, you can't trust them. They're so emotional. Just give them the right to vote if they're over 45. Labor didn't say, well, don't give certain workers trade union. What's happening to us? Do we understand what's happening to us? These corporations are laughing at us. They're using billions of our dollars for free drug research and development by the NIH. That gives them the drug like Taxol and ACT free, and then they turn around and charge a woman with ovarian cancer, Bristol Myers, about $14,000 for 6 treatments. For a drug they never spent a cent developing, your tax dollars, natural cancer development, and human clinically tested. They're laughing at it. Credit cards, bank charges, surcharges, late payment charges, wearing out the rug charges. Tens of billions of dollars, banks, insurance companies, credit cards, and they're daring you to do something about it because they control your money and they can debit you. And if you try to complain, they can damage your credit rating. They're laughing at us. We own the public lands and all the gold and molybdenum and silver in the West, the public lands in the West. And the Mining Act of 1872, enacted by the mining industry, unamended until now, requires the Department of Interior to give away all this gold of ours, all this molybdenum. If any foreign or domestic company discovers it on public land with their geologists, they can get a $9 billion gold mine, our gold, by paying $5 an acre over the mine. $30,000 got a Canadian company $9 billion of our gold on public land in Nevada. That's the way it operates. They're laughing at us. Where's our self-respect? Where's our expectation level? The greatest controlling process in the history of the world is to lower people's expectation levels. Then they become their own enforcers. And that's what's happened to the liberals in this country, who have anybody but Bush, leave Kerry alone, don't make any demands. Well, it's time for us to turn on them and say, you've got the responsibility to make demands on the agenda of progressive policy. You've got the responsibility to stop the Democrats from colluding with the Republicans in dividing up our country through redistricting that leaves almost all the voters with just one party. They don't even have a fixture of two parties in 95% of the House of Representatives district. Yeah. Just to the other two sources of motivation, our own observance of how the mass media is shaming us. Every item on the Nader-Kamejo agenda, with one exception, how to strengthen the facilities of democracy for labor, consumers, small taxpayers, and so on. Every item, whether it's living wage, poverty, civil liberties abuse, the war in Iraq, the corporate crime wave, the corporate welfare bin, environmental degradation, criminal injustice system has been documented again and again and again by the mass business media, commercial media. But it's not moving into the political system, which has been turned into a subsidiary of big business. Even when the mass media exposes it, the political system is totally powerless and shorn of any will and backbone by organized citizenry to take up these disgraces and change, replace, put the country in a better direction. I never thought I'd see the day when the major business magazine of America, Business Week, whose profit rests entirely on corporate advertising in its pages, would feature a cover 4 years ago entitled "Too Much Corporate Power" and answer it, "Yes, yes, yes," in seven detailed pages. Too much corporate power over government, over consumers, over taxpayers, over the environment. And then write an editorial saying, quote, corporations should get out of politics, end quote, because they're not human beings, they don't vote, they have no place in our political system whatsoever. I never thought I'd see the day when Business Week magazine would have, by orders of magnitude, more courage than the Republican Democratic Party, who are supposed to represent us. You know what we're looking for in any political movement? We're looking for the stalwarts who break their routine and give of their time, talent, and donations. If civic engagement is considered difficult, what is rearing children? What is dealing with a sick parent? What is dealing with bills that can't be